So how do you fix the body? Nature's way. You got to make it out of food, water, and air. That's already happening. You want to have a high standard, and the high standard for food would be fresh, whole, raw, organic, and local. And frankly, if you have a house and you have a lawn in the front and the backyard, you should tear them up and grow organic vegetables.
Hey, midlifers. Welcome to the Midlife Makeover Show. Are you ready to break free from your mundane midlife? Are you feeling trapped in a vicious cycle of rinse and repeat days? No matter if you're experiencing a divorce hangover, job burnout, or you just have the midlife blues, I got you. Hey, I'm Wendy, your hostess of the Midlife Mostest. I too was hit by midlife like a freight train. I too felt stuck in the same dull chapter. I wanted the clarity of how to create a new life beyond divorce and the courage to leave an unfulfilling career. But I kept telling myself that I wasn't worthy and it was just easier to stay in my comfort zone. Until I found a little secret, the freedom to live my life my way. In this podcast, you will learn how to achieve a vibrant midlife mind and body, how to create solid relationships through love and loss, and how to create an awesome second half of life. Grab your grande latte, pop in your earbuds, and let's get this midlife party started. Hi, I'm Wendy Valentine, host of the Midlife Makeover Show. Today, I want to share something personal with you. At 45, my world turned upside down. I was going through a divorce, battling depression, grieving the loss of my brother, and dealing with chronic illness. But I want to tell you about a turning point in my journey, therapy. Speaking to a therapist was a lifeline for me. It was a safe space where I could express my pain and start to find my way back to joy and hope. That's why I'm thrilled to introduce today's sponsor, BetterHelp, the world's largest therapy service. BetterHelp offers professional licensed therapists who are available online at your convenience. You can message your therapist anytime or schedule live sessions via video, phone, or chat. I believe in the power of therapy because it helped me navigate the toughest times of my life. If you're going through a tough time or just need someone to talk to, I encourage you to try BetterHelp. As a listener of the Midlife Makeover Show, you can get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/midlife or choose the Midlife Makeover Show during signup. Welcome to the Midlife Makeover Show, where we explore the journey of self-discovery and transformation in the golden years of life, the best years. I'm your host, Wendy Valentine, and today we have a truly inspirational episode, thank you very much, lined up for you. We're honored to have one of my health heroes, Udo Erasmus, joining us to talk about the creation of Udo's oil and share some invaluable tips for staying healthy in midlife and beyond. Udo is not just any guest. He's a legend in the world of health and wellness. As the co-founder of Udo's Choice line, you've probably seen his products in Whole Foods and health food stores worldwide. But what's even more fascinating is his journey. From a child of war to a pioneer in the billion-dollar flax oil industry, Udo's life story is a testament to resilience and the power of taking your health into your own hands. In today's episode, we'll dive deep into Udo's journey, his groundbreaking work in the field of oils, and how you can apply his wisdom to your own life for a healthier, more vibrant midlife. And here's something exciting. Stay tuned towards the end of the episode to find out how you can receive a free digital download along with a free video course for Udo's upcoming book, Your Body Needs an Oil Change. I love the title. So without further ado, let's welcome the legendary Udo to the Midlife Makeover Show.
Hi, Wendy. Hi, Wendy. That's got to be the best introduction I've ever had. That was so good.
Isn't that nice just to listen to your own story? Like, man.
Yeah, all of a sudden, I feel like I'm somebody.
They're like, I'm a legend.
Yeah.
Legend, though. Oh, my gosh.
Except you can't even buy a cup of coffee for being a legend. You know that?
I know. Exactly.
And my feet still touch the same ground as everybody else's.
Isn't that, I know. And it, mine too. Well, yeah, mine are bare feet in an RV, but whatever.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, and it may not be the ground, but it's touching something that where gravity stops it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I must say though, and I was telling you earlier, when I got the email with the request for you to be on the show, and I was like, Udo? Like the Udo? And I'll have to tell you guys, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see the Udo's oil, the jar of Udo's oil. I've been taking Udo's oil, I think probably at least since 2005, something like that. When did Udo's oil first come out?
1994.
Oh, okay. So yeah.
And Flaxol came out in 1986.
Oh,
and Udo's
wow.
oil came out in 1994. And I went from Flaxol to Udo's oil because I became omega-6 deficient on Flaxol. So I ended up with dry eyes, skipped heartbeats, arthritis-like pain in my finger joints, and thin, papery skin. And those are classic omega-6 deficiency symptoms. So I ate sunflower seeds. They have a lot of omega-6, no omega-3. To get the balance right, all of the symptoms went away. And I said, you know what? Flaxol can make you omega-6 deficient. That's a problem. I'm trying to make people healthy. We need to balance the omega-3 and 6 ratio better so that can't happen. And that's how the blend came. We got Flaxol in 86 and the blend in 1994.
So this is interesting because I just interviewed someone yesterday. They own a fishing company in Alaska. And we were talking about omegas. And of course, like in fish, you have a lot of omegas. So, okay, I'm just going to ask a silly question because what exactly is that? What is omega?
Omega is, let me back off.
Okay.
The body is made out of food, water, and air. Those are the building blocks, right? 70% water. So you're basically a waterfall. You know, you pour water in the top and drain it out the bottom, right? So a continuous waterfall. And you drink 15 times your body weight in water every year. Mm. So there's an enormous amount of movement going through your body of water.
Yeah.
So 70% water. And then you're about 1% oxygen, free oxygen from breathing. Mm-hmm. And then the other 29% minerals, they make up about 4% of your body. Vitamins, they make up less than 1%. Is amino acids, proteins, probably about 10%. And fats, maybe around 15% of your body weight. Okay. Among the nutrients that are building blocks, there are nutrients called essential nutrients. And the word essential has a very specific definition that comes from researchers. And they go like this. There are 42 of them, 18 minerals, 13 vitamins, 9 essential amino acids from proteins, and the 2 essential fatty acids from oils. And the definition of essential is you can't make them in your body, but you have to have them to live and be healthy. Therefore, they have to come in from outside, food or supplement.
Interesting.
That's the first part. The second part is, if you don't get enough of any one of these 42 essential nutrients, you cannot stay healthy. Your health will deteriorate. You will get deficiency symptoms because you're not getting enough. Your body falls apart. They're degenerative in nature. They get worse with time, the symptoms. And if you don't get enough long enough, you die.
So you got to get ahead of it for sure.
These are the really important, absolutely required building blocks that life needs to make your body workable. Okay, so that's number two. Number three is, if your health is going down because you're not getting enough of an essential nutrient, but before you die, because by definition, death is not reversible, before you die, you bring enough of that missing nutrient back into your diet, then all the problems that come from not getting enough are reversed because life knows what to do. Provided we take responsibility here at our mouth to make sure that optimum amounts of all of these 42 essential nutrients land in our body so that life can make us a body in optimum health. Now, if you want minimum health, then you just bring in minimum amounts, right?
We don't want minimum health around here. We don't do minimum anything.
Yeah, no, exactly. Our standards are higher than that. Okay, so that's the third part of the definition. And the last part is, you are not allowed to call a nutrient essential until researchers have identified at least one biochemical reaction in the body in which that nutrient is necessary and without which that biochemical reaction cannot take place. So this is a very precise definition. And there are thousands of different molecules in the body, and only 42 of them fit that definition. Okay. Okay. So that's and then you look at the pillars of nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you take a nutrition course, you're going to be told there are three pillars of nutrition: protein, carbs, and fats. Those are the nutrients of which we eat the most.
Mm-hmm.
There are no essential carbohydrates, so you can actually completely live without carbohydrates. Then you would use fat as your fuel, or you could even use protein as your fuel, amino acids as your fuel. But out of those three pillars, the two essential fatty acids have to come, and the nine essential amino acids have to come. Right? So that's the pillars of nutrition. And now you have to look at what is nutrition and what is supplement. So if you're talking about Udo's oil, which you were talking about,
yes,
it is a balanced blend of omega-3 and omega-6, both made with health in mind because they're very sensitive to damage done by light, oxygen, and heat. And in order to make oils with health in mind, which the industry does not do, they make them with shelf life in mind, and they're damaged, and we'll get to that.
Yep.
If you want to make oils with health in mind, you have to protect them from light, oxygen, and heat damage through the whole process, from the time they're in the seed, through the pressing, the filtering, the settling, the filling into brown glass bottles.
Yes.
With a box around to cut the light out completely. No light and oxygen is allowed to get in touch with the oil. So you have to do, in order to do that, you have to build a super, super tight system. And that's what is my claim to fame. I built that system after I got poisoned by pesticides and realized that I couldn't get healthy on the damaged oils. I said, we should make them with health in mind. And then omega-3 were established as essential the year after I got poisoned. Nice timing, right? And that's how I got to be in the position I'm in. And because I was sick, I couldn't just settle for junk.
I love that you were our guinea pig.
100%. You know, a self-made disaster led to a breakthrough.
That's what we have in common.
That often happens. Yes. Yes. I also had a divorce and I was a war baby. And, you know, the things that happened, it was all very uncomfortable, intensely painful.
I know.
Right. Mm-hmm. But what came out of it, the learning that came out of it, because I didn't say, I want to ignore it. I want to deny it. I want to blame it on somebody. I said, no, okay, here I am in this situation. Now what?
Exactly. You make something good out of it.
And then you learn something. And whenever you learn something, your life improves.
Yeah.
Right?
You were saying some of the symptoms that if your body is deficient, then you will have what? Achy joints.
It's different for omega-6 and omega-3.
Okay. Okay.
So I got dry eyes, skipped heartbeats, arthritis-like pain in finger joints, thin, papery skin. Mm-hmm. And there's kidney. If you're omega-6 deficient, you get kidney damage and liver damage and lots of damage everywhere because every cell needs omega-6s. Mm-hmm. So all your cells will fall apart if you only have omega-3s and no omega-6s. But they'll also fall apart if you have only omega-6s and no omega-3s, because omega-3s are also required for every cell in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the most widespread nutrient deficiency of our time. 99% of the population does not get enough omega-3 for health. 99%.
That's a lot.
The next worst is magnesium for 80%, B6 for 80%, and vitamin D for 80%. And then zinc for 50 to 60%, vitamin C 40%+, B vitamins, a third of the population. So there are lots of people who are deficient or suboptimal, and that's going to affect their health. Because, you know, if you don't get enough of the right stuff, or you get too much of the wrong stuff, or your digestion works, you're going to check out early.
Yes.
That's just the law. That's nature's law.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
So I haven't finished answering your question about oil and fish oil, right? So this is the essential nutrients. Alpha linolenic acid and linoleic acid are essential nutrients by the four-part definition I gave. Mm-hmm. And oils are major nutrients. So we need quite a bit. Probably, let's see. If you're on a 2,000 calorie diet, then probably 25% of that. So that would be 500. So that would be 50 plus grams. Mm-hmm. 50 grams is almost 2 ounces.
Okay.
It would be 2 to 4 tablespoons for most people, depending on weight. 2 to 4 tablespoons. That's quite a bit of oil. There's 14 grams in a tablespoon. So you're getting 28 to 56 grams of mm-hmm. oil. And that's what we call food oil foundation.
Mm.
And then you get supplement, which is an add-on. You don't use fish oil instead of seed oils.
Yeah.
You use them in addition.
In addition to. That's what I'm going to ask. Yeah.
And some people might get benefits from them, although they tend to be quite heavily damaged, because omega-6 is sensitive to damage by light, oxygen, and heat. Omega-3, the plant form, alpha-linolenic acid, is 5 times more sensitive than omega-6.
Mm.
And EPA and DHA in fish oils are 5 times more sensitive than the plant-based omega-3. So when you get fish oil in capsules, in little glass bottles, you open them and put them in your fridge. You're mm-hmm. supposed to keep them refrigerated. Mm-hmm. And they're in glass. But within less than a week, you can smell the rancidity of the fish oil as soon as you've opened it. And you also get these burps from fish oil that come from the rancidity.
Yes.
They're super, super, super sensitive.
Yep.
And nobody makes them with health in mind. Nobody.
Mm-mm.
And so I say to people, not fish oil, krill oil, because krill is made different. It's a better form. It has its own antioxidants. Mm-hmm. It's sustainable mm-hmm. environmentally. Fish oil never was. They overfished everywhere. Mm-hmm. The club I belong to or belonged to, that studies fatty acids and lipids, they say by 1948, there will be no fish in the ocean.
Wow.
Because we've gone around the world, overfished, and we have better fishing methods, and we have a fewer edible fish types, and we have decimated the stocks. And there's nothing ever been done to put in place a serious global way to make the fish oil industry sustainable. They're just going there until there's no more fish in the ocean. I don't know what they're going to do then. I guess maybe they're going to harvest kelp or something. I don't know. Right? So you have to look at the difference between food oil foundation and supplement. Fish oil, 1 to 3 grams. Foundation, 28 to 56 grams. Taking a supplement will not fix what is wrong with the foundation. So here's what's wrong with the foundation and why I started making oils with health in mind. I found out when I was studying, because I got poisoned and the doctors couldn't help me, pesticide poisoning, stupid me. Anyway, I was looking, they don't have anything. Medicine doesn't have anything for pesticide poisoning. So I said, okay, well, I have the background in biochemistry, genetics. That's where I ended up in my university training. I understand the words. I understand how science is done. I'm going to try and figure out how to fix myself. So I went into the big database, Medline. At that time, it had 16 million research studies. Now it's got 36 million.
Wow.
So there's a lot of studies. And I was looking at everything to do with nutrition and health, nutrition and disease, because the body's made out of foods. So I don't do pharmaceutical drugs, and I'm not in that industry. What can I do naturally? You know, the body is made out of food. In nature, no creature has ever died from a pharmaceutical drug deficiency.
Hmm.
But they've died from essential nutrient deficiencies.
Yep.
Right? And why is that? Because those are unnatural molecules. They're patented because they're unnatural. They have side effects because they're unnatural. They don't belong in the body. So how do you fix the body? Nature's way. You got to make it out of food, water, and air.
Makes sense.
That's already happening.
Yep.
You want to have a high standard, and the high standard for food would be fresh, whole, raw, organic, mm-hmm. and local. Mm-hmm. And frankly, if you have a house and you have a lawn in the front and the backyard, you should tear them up and grow organic vegetables.
Yes,
your kids will love it. It'll be great education for them. And you know that they're organic only if you know that you didn't put pesticides on them.
Exactly.
And then we used to, when we were kids in Europe, we used to get paid pennies by going through the plants and squishing out the worms. So, you know, you can get the birds to eat them, but if you kill the birds, then you have to go and squish them by hand, right?
Yeah.
So, and when you grow them in your own yard, it's not that hard to do that.
No. Right? We did that growing up. It was really fun, actually.
Yeah. And it's a good thing for kids to get used to, you know, the natural cycle isn't as fast as the mind cycle. You know, you put a seed in the ground and then you wait and then the little thing comes out and, you know, then you don't want to pull it out to see if you got a carrot yet. You got to wait.
Yeah.
You got to wait. You know, you see planted in spring and you got to wait till fall before you get a little carrot, right?
Yeah.
There's a pace to that. And it's beautiful for people to have a sense of that pace.
Mm-hmm.
Nature's pace is beautiful for us.
It is.
Which is why hanging out in nature is so nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so I was looking at all of the research and I read a study that said omega-6 is an essential fatty acid by the definition that we talked about. Can't mm-hmm. make it, got to have it, got to get it from food.
Yep.
If you don't get enough long enough, you die. If you bring it back, the problems go away. Mm-hmm. And so it says omega-6 is an essential nutrient. Got to have. And the very next study I read said omega-6 gives you cancer and kills you. And my head exploded. It's like, wait.
Wait a second.
You know, we used to have that in when I was a kid. You know, there was this saying, is if you look at God, he's going to kill you. You know, and I'm a little kid and I'm saying, wait, he loves me unconditionally.
Yeah.
He made the whole world for me. You know, he makes my food. He tells me when to be hungry. He tells me when to eat. He keeps me alive while I'm sleeping because I'm not paying attention to either my heartbeat or my breathing at that point, right? Mm-hmm. Not that I ever do, but
yeah.
Right? And so he loves me unconditionally, and then I look at him, he kills me.
Yeah, how does that make sense, right?
It's like, a little contradictory. What the hell is wrong with that picture?
Yeah.
So in a way, I'm looking at these.
Yeah.
You got to have it and it kills you.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I must be missing something because you can't have it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so that made me look deeper into how oils are made.
Hmm.
And so I found out that when oils are made, they're made for shelf life, not for health, but for shelf life. They're sensitive, so they actually don't have a long shelf life.
Mm.
So how do you get them a long shelf life? Well, the industry figured out if you treat them with sodium hydroxide, a super corrosive base, and then with phosphoric acid, a super corrosive acid, and then they bleach them to take out the color molecules that absorb light, which then damages the oil. So they bleach them with bleaching clays. Then they go rancid and smell bad.
Yeah.
And now they have to deodorize it. Deodorize. I used to call it de-stinkerize it. Deodorize it means you have to do something to get rid of the bad odor. Well, in order to get rid of the bad odor, you have to heat the oil to frying temperature for about 30 minutes. And you know, when you fry oil and turn it into smoke, you know you're changing the chemistry, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in that process, the oil becomes colorless, odorless, tasteless. You can't tell what it came from because the flavor of whatever seed or nut made it is gone. It's been pulled out, right? And the oil is 0.5% to 1% damaged. So I called the Oil and Chemist Society. This is like way back, 1983, 80, something like that, 82, 83. They're in Champaign, Illinois. They're the umbrella organization for the oil industry, which is like a $200 billion a year industry. It's a huge global industry. And I said, I want to talk to a researcher. I have a question. They brought a researcher on and I said, so when you know that the way you process the oil does damage to the oil, why do you do that? And he said to me, well, one of the reasons we do it is that when we deodorize the oil at frying temperature, 30 minutes, we can get rid of half the pesticides in the oil. And in my head, I'm going, what? There are pesticides in oil? I didn't know that, right? Nobody ever told me that. And you get half of them and the other half stays in? You know, for me, poisoned by pesticide, that was not a good answer.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're like, so, wait a second, that was a little too close for me. Yeah.
So I didn't say about, you know, the half staying in. But I said to them, why don't you start with organically grown seeds? Then you don't have that problem to deal with. And there was this long silence at the other end of the phone. And it was maybe 3 seconds, but I don't know. But it was a very long silence, right? And then when he came back, he was like, he was really angry. He says, I don't know what your problem is. The oil is only 1% damaged. It's 99% good. And if you got 99% on an exam, you'd be damn happy, wouldn't you? So now I'm thinking, well, maybe I'm overreacting. You know, maybe 1%. Yeah, it's only 1%. Maybe I'm overreacting. Mm-hmm. But actually, I used to get 100% in my genetics exams.
I bet.
Because I loved the topic. So I wasn't impressed. I wasn't as impressed with the 99 as he was. But then when I backed off, I said, well, maybe I'm overreacting. Let me find out how many molecules are we talking about? Mm-hmm. And so I did a little, you know, they say when in doubt, do the math. So I decided I want to know how many damaged molecules will I find in a tablespoon of oil that is 1% damaged. Okay. And I'm going to ask you that question, completely put you on the spot, because you have no basis for coming up with an accurate answer unless you've heard this story from me before.
Yeah, I don't.
So give me an answer. So how many damaged molecules will there be in a tablespoon of oil that is 1% damaged?
I'm going to go really crazy and say 1 million.
Okay. So 1 million has 6 zeros, right?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to know the actual number?
Yes.
It's a 6 followed by 19 zeros.
Holy
moly.
So your estimate
is 13 zeros and a 6. Too short.
So that one, that tiny 1% is a big 1% actually.
Well, it's because molecules are super, super, super tiny.
Yeah.
And it is like 60 quintillion damaged molecules. Your estimate is 60 trillion times lower than the actual. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the actual amount, that 60 trillion, is more than 1 million damaged molecules for every one of your body's 60 trillion cells. And we use 2 to 4 tablespoons. So you got to multiply that by 2 to 4. And we got pesticides in the oil. And they're in plastic bottles, and oil swells plastic. There's plastic leaches into oil.
Yeah.
And then you get microplastics in your body.
And that's the thing. Like, so you probably think you're doing good for your body, like by taking these oils, but then you're actually doing worse.
So. And then you do that for 30 years. So you have to multiply that number by 11,000. That's the number of days in 30 years of damaged molecules that never existed in nature, for many of which life never made a breakdown program. Mm. And you're filling yourself up with this stuff. And if you don't get an inflammatory condition or cancer by that time, you're doing something wrong. or you're not paying attention. You actually have inflammation and you're not paying attention.
Yep.
And inflammation is pretty much behind everything that's wrong in the body. It either comes from getting too little of the essential nutrients or it gets too many toxins, pesticides, plastics, pharmaceutical drugs, industrial chemicals, damaged food molecules, radioactive elements, destructive rays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that covers most of them, you know, cosmetics and flavor and odor compounds. and color, you know, transparent colorers, even some some synthetic antioxidants that are put into products. They all don't belong in the body, and they become monkey wrenches into the architectural work structures and functions in the body, right? So then the next question, I say, okay, you're going to fly home for the holidays. You're not going to, because you're going to drive home for the holidays. So, yeah. Right? So, but I say, okay, you're flying home to the holidays, and you got your ticket and you're about to get on the airplane, and somebody who only tells the truth says to you, taps you on the shoulder and says, by the way, did you know that your chance of crashing and dying on this flight home is 60 trillion times higher than you thought it was? Would you get on the airplane? Right?
Yeah.
And I say that because I want to make it real. Mm-hmm. You are thinking, and most people, I do this all the time, and people never get the number right.
Yeah.
And I've told this story many times, so you'd think this might have gotten around, but it hasn't.
And I thought it was like me. It was crazy to say a million, and that was
You were being ballsy to give that number, right? So I say, so what you're doing when you use these oils, and maybe somebody told you, oh, there's only 1.5% damaged. What you're doing to yourself is 60 trillion times worse than you think it is. Does that give you thought to rethink using the oils and then frying on top of it?
Oh, exactly.
And I say to people, frying is the dumbest thing we've ever invented to do for health. Take your frying pan, turn it upside down, bonk yourself on the head, associate it with pain, and throw that stupid thing out, go back to boiling in water, and then adding good oils for flavor and for absorption of nutrients after the foods come off the heat. Because water won't burn your food, especially if you stir and they don't stick to the bottom, and then you can burn with water. But it's not the water that's doing the burning. It's the water going away and then sticking to the metal.
Yes.
That gets them overheated, right? And so and when I found out all of that information, because that was new to me in those days, right? It's like, oh my God, 99% not getting enough omega-3. Oh my God, they're intensely sensitive to damage. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, in the oils we use, they're like 0.5% to 1% damage. And they could be more damaged than that. In fish oils, probably more like 5% damage. Because there's even the more sensitive they are, the more damage you get. Mm-hmm. I said, well, I can't get healthy on oils like that. We should make them with health in mind. So that's why I developed a system for doing that. And then I got into the Canadian Health Food Association Hall of Fame for starting a new industry of making oils with health in mind.
Right? Fascinating.
So that's kind of like the story. So it came from a real problem I had that I needed real answers for, that were contradictions that I needed to resolve. And I needed something that was so in line with nature that it would help me, that was a higher standard than I had set for myself. Mm-hmm. Because in every year, 98% of the atoms in your body are removed and replaced. I told you 15 times your weight in water goes through your body, 15 times your total weight, right? And water is 70%. So 98% of the atoms in your body are removed and replaced every year. And if something goes wrong with your body, and which, of course, at midlife, you start to notice many things, right?
Yeah.
And so what that's telling is if you want a better body, you have to raise your standard for body construction. Mm-hmm. That means cleaner water, fresher air, and higher standard for food intake. And the high standard, nature standard, fresh, whole, raw, organic, local. And for human beings, mostly plant-based.
Yes. Yep.
You know, because we've you know, a sign of opulence, you know, yeah, wow, we got it good. You know, we have no third world problems. So we eat a lot of meat.
But
But you know what? What's really interesting, if you look at the studies, you know, like red-blooded American, red-blooded Canadian, red-blooded German, red-blooded whatever, right? Oh, yeah, we eat our steaks and, whatever. And they don't eat rabbit because that's like a weak animal, right? No, we eat bulls. We eat bulls, right? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much craziness involved in that. But when you look at the studies, you know, rough and tough and hard to bluff and red-blooded, and that means virile and, you know, all of that. Well, the studies show that plant-based mm-hmm. have less erectile dysfunction than animal-based.
Yes. Did you watch that documentary? The documentary, You Are What You Eat, the twin experiment. Did you watch that?
I don't know that I watched
you
that.
You have to, okay. You will love it. You will love it. So it's on Netflix. You Are What You Eat, but that's what they talked about. And at the very end, the results, that was one of the, like, no pun intended, that was the biggest, the biggest change that the study that they did, the twins that were actually having the plant-based versus more meat and fish, et cetera.
That might have been not the biggest change, but the most obvious.
Yes, exactly. Yes. But, funny. I was thinking about this the other day, and just more and more people that I interview on the show, and, you know, it's back to the basics. I feel like in a lot of ways with all the fad diets and move this way, eat this way, it's like, it's good old veggies and just, it's the basic foods and the nutrients that your body needs. Your body is, the human body is a human body, right? Like, I feel like we're trying to reinvent the human body. I'm like, you give, like you said, you give the body what it needs.
Yeah.
And it'll flourish.
Life knows how to build it. It created a genetic program for that. It knows, it knows how to run that program.
And unfortunately, because of our environments that we live in, that there are toxicity and we have to do extra things to combat that.
You have to be deliberate. If you go with the flow, you know, I say to people sometimes, I had this conversation today with somebody else, you know, when they like convenient, when you hear the word convenient or easy, you should run like hell.
Yeah. Right?
Because convenient and easy will tear you down.
Yes.
If it says, challenging, difficult, mm-hmm. say, that's for me. Because when you take on things you don't know how to do, you learn, you grow, you become more resilient, you end up with a better sense of yourself. So doing things you've never done before, and even mm-hmm. if you look really stupid because you don't do it well, right? It's just play. But the standard needs to be higher if you want, it doesn't matter what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. You want a better quality of it, you got to raise the standard. And the standards, when you look at like our governments, mm-hmm. you know, they need to raise their standards. You know why our governments need to raise their standards? Because the vote ensures that only mediocre people get into government.
Yes. Yeah.
They're not leaders.
Yep. Exactly.
At best, there can be administrators. They're not leaders. Leaders go in front. Leaders go ahead. Leaders work on conviction. Leaders mm-hmm. take leaders, find followers, find leaders because they like what the leaders are doing. And mm-hmm. the leader doesn't say, I'll be a leader when you vote for me.
Yeah.
That's mediocrity. That's middle of the road, right? Because popular vote means a lot of people have to like you. So you have to be average.
Yes, exactly. Right?
Because leadership is only maybe 2% of the population, not 51%.
Right. So you literally do have to take your life and your health into your own hands. Welcome to a world where midlife is just the beginning. This is Wendy Valentine, host of the Midlife Makeover Show, inviting you to explore my Amazon store, a curated collection of all the things I adore. From inspiring books that fuel my soul to nutritional supplements that make menopause the breeze, each item in my store is handpicked to add a touch of joy and ease to your midlife journey. Looking for that perfect skincare product to keep you glowing? Or my best love hair products for bouncy, luscious locks? Dive into my favorites and discover what makes my heart sing. Visit my Amazon store today and treat yourself to a little piece of my world. Because in midlife, it's not just about making over your life. It's about adoring every moment of it. Head over to amazon.wendyvalentine.com to embrace the best years of your life with style, grace, and a touch of fun.
You are the sovereign. Okay, let me tell you this story. We're going to do another one, I think, on it. But just a short thing.
Okay.
If you look at, if I say to you, hey, Wendy Valentine, what a name. What a name. If you're what true to your name, what a true to your, that's a very high standard name.
That's a high standard, I know.
Valentine.
Okay. What do I do to myself? I say,
Wendy, whose body is that? Whose body is that?
Whose body is this? You know what, though? Okay. Yes, I guess. It depends on how you look at it. Yes, I would say it's mine, but I don't know. Yeah. Like, it sounds really deep and corny, but I do know that I'm 99.999% energy atoms. So look at myself as, okay.
Yeah, yeah. You're too sophisticated. Most people, if you ask them that question, will say, what's my body?
Yes.
Yep. But the point of me asking the question is this. If you tell me that that's your body, then you've just told me that you are not the body. You are the owner of the body.
Oh, yes.
Your body is your possession.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So who are you as owner of the body?
Mm. Well, and for most me, people, yes. Spirit,
most people
conscious.
Would say, I don't know. Never thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And so who are you as owner of the body? Actually, life owns your body.
Yeah.
So you are life.
That's true.
And then the question is, well, how well do you know yourself as life, the owner of your body?
Mm.
And the answer most people say, not very well, because I never take time to sit still, tune into that energy, and feel what it actually feels like to be life.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And I feel like a lot of us, even myself included, not intentional, but that we take life for granted.
Unless it's threatened, mm-hmm. and then for 2 minutes you don't take it for granted, and then you take it for granted again. All your close calls, all my close calls, you know.
Yeah.
I've only had more than one close call because I took it for granted again.
Yeah.
And I had another call, and another one, and another one. Right? It's very interesting. So the point I wanted to make about that, and we'll get more into it later, right? The point of it is, life as owner of your body is the flow of a solar fraction of energy through your body, and its nature is unconditional, empowering love for your body. It is the master in your body.
Mm.
It weighs nothing and runs everything. And it's the best friend you have.
Yeah.
And why would you not want to get to know that best friend that you have,
that's flowing through you. Yeah.
That's 24/7 doing everything it can to take care of you and ask you only to make sure that you bring in the building blocks it needs to make you.
Yeah, you're so right. I mean, I kind of like think of my body as the vehicle that carries my soul. And like, why wouldn't I want to give it as much goodness as possible so that I can live, so that I can have life flow through me for as long as possible, so that I can do all these amazing things.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And feel all these amazing feelings, because it feels good, because you don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. If you sit down and you get really still, you feel so cared for and so loved that it's like, oh my God, I have always been loved unconditionally, not from the outside. From the inside, not by people who come and go, no, from something that's always there.
Yeah.
Right. And anytime I don't feel loved and I want to feel loved, mm-hmm. I just have to go to where the love is within me, loving me right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I was just going to say, I feel like we have to re-educate ourselves on the basics, on the essentials.
Yeah.
And what our body needs, because unfortunately, society, government, everything else has educated us incorrectly on what to eat and how to eat, when to eat, and all that crap.
Yeah, and it's all narratives that make money for some at the expense of your health.
Yep. I mean, I can remember I did this study on gluten on gluten in the U.S. and how it was genetically modified back in the 50s. And they never tested it on human beings. That would be crazy. But they did it to yield more crops, which it then became known as dwarf wheat, so that they could create more wheat in a quicker amount of time. So they could put out more and more and more to sell more, of course, for money. And then now all of a sudden, here we are a few decades later, people are getting sick from gluten.
There's one other part of that, which is glyphosate, because they spray glyphosate to desiccate it to make it ripen so they can harvest quicker. And glyphosate, a lot of people who think they're allergic to wheat, when they go to countries that don't use glyphosate, they can eat the wheat.
So when I'm over in Europe, as a matter of fact, in Portugal, I have less issues with food over there, and I feel so much healthier over, especially in Madeira, because Madeira is an island and they do grow a lot of their own fruits and veggies, and you just feel better over there. It's like, but like, no matter where you live in the world, you do have to, you have to do your research, you have to figure out where, how you can get the best foods for that amazing body that you have.
So then when we came out with the oil, first it was flaxseed oil. That was my first oil. And then I became omega-6 deficient. So that made a better balanced blend that I work with now. And people find, we did some studies with athletes. In 30 days, if they took a tablespoon per 50 pounds of body weight per day mixed in their food, and their intake spread out over the course of the day, in 30 days, if they did their sport to exhaustion, they got 40 to 60% increased performance.
Wow.
30 days.
30 days.
Jeez. Because omega-3s increase oxygen metabolism, energy metabolism. Some people call it the God molecule because it's a lot of energy in it. And they make their own spark control, which are antioxidants to prevent damage that free radicals can do. And so that means you can go longer before you're tired. You recover quicker when you do get tired. People found their reflexes were sharper. They found they've slept better. I mean, ton of things, because they're required in every cell in the body, and they do hormone-like regulating functions of the activities in every cell in the body on a moment-to-moment basis. So they're super, super, super important to have. And 99% of the population doesn't get the omega-3s that do that.
Until now, until they hear it on the Midlife Makeover Show. I gotta get my Udo's oil.
Until Wendy and Udo have made sure that there's a bottle of Udo's oil in every fridge on the planet.
Exactly. So, so I've got a bottle here in front of me made with organic flax, sesame, and sunflower seed oils. So question for you. So sometimes I just put mine on, I have veggies every day. So I'll put mine on salad or on my veggies, my sauteed veggies. Do you sometimes just take it just straight?
I never recommend that.
No, why is that?
Because oil in nature is always in food.
Okay.
So what I do is I say, lose it in your favorite food. Goes compatible with all foods.
Okay.
Lose it in your foods. Spread your intake out over the course of the day, because if you take more than your liver can handle, and people's livers can handle different amounts depending on what's going on. If you take more, and this could happen if you take it off a spoon, if you take more than your liver can handle at any one time, then you will get tired, heavy, or nauseous. That's your liver saying, slow it down.
Slow it up.
We recommend it mixed and spread out over the course of the day to avoid that from happening.
What do you, the other day I'm having soup in a little while, and sometimes I'll just put a little bit on my soup too. What do you usually do?
Okay. What I do, you know what tahini is?
Yes.
Okay. So I get tahini. Sesame, that's ground sesame. It's like peanut butter, only it's sesame butter, right? And the sesame butter in glass jars, organic, the oil goes to the top, right? Yep. When it sits, I dump the oil off because it's an omega-6 oil. Oh. I put my oil in it.
You're so smart.
Yeah, and then I mix it with all kinds of spices like cayenne and black seed and turmeric and ginger and cumin.
Ooh.
What's it called? Curry spice, you know, okay. Curry mix, and cinnamon, and matcha powder, green tea powder. So I put in a whole bunch of spices, and then I have it in a consistency where it's like fairly runny.
Mm-hmm.
And then I dip my raw vegetables in it. I love broccoli.
That is such a good idea.
And I dip the raw broccoli in it and just munch it up with, so it has, I have the broccoli, I have the spices. And the spices, the best spices, anti-inflammatory, anti-viral, antifungal, antibacterial, anti-cancer, anti-cardio, anti-diabetes, anti-cholesterol, and sometimes anti-autoimmune. So they're so unbelievably good spices.
Wow. That is such a good idea.
Yeah. And it tastes great.
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And yeah. And I get the oil from, I get protein from the seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Although everything you eat has protein in it. So people who tell you, you have to have animal food for protein. No.
No.
A deer gets its protein. You know, the cow's steak is made out of grass.
Yeah,
there's enough grass to make a steak. And the milk is made out of grass, right? And all they eat is grass. I mean, if they eat in nature. Same with the deer, same with the animals, right? They eat, you know, and human beings, you know, when the hunters came home without
the meat,
which was most of the time because they only had rocks to hunt with at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they ate vegetables because the vegetables don't run away and they don't fight back and they're really easy to hunt down and kill, right?
That's what's interesting. A lot of people think that if you're vegan or vegetarian, then you don't get enough protein. And like I've been ordering from Purple Carrot, which I really like, and it's all organic vegan meals.
Yeah.
But if you look at the, you know, the protein that's on it, it's a lot. I mean, there was one I think I had last night and I think it was like 40 something grams of protein.
Yeah. There's as much, it's actually more protein in seeds and nuts than there is in steak because a steak is 80% water.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
And then that 20% is relatively high in protein.
And I'm sure you've heard of Blue Zones, Dan Buettner. Yeah. And so that's, as you know, that's one of the nine key elements there of the people that live to 100 years old. They were plant-based.
Yeah, largely plant-based.
They too, kind of like going back to the basics, moving their body. Yep. They didn't belong to a gym. Yep. They have the connection with the community. They're just... Yep.
And they often grow some of their own food.
Yes, exactly.
And they're socially comfortable with other people.
Yep.
You know, because everything affects health. When we talk about total health, right, everything affects health. So you literally have to look at everything. There are eight parts to it. You have to look at everything. And everything needs to get its due because those eight parts are different in their nature and their function. They need a different kind of attention on a regular basis, and they go off in a different way, and they respond to a different kind of intervention. Do you want to have the best life? You need to pay attention to all eight parts and give them what they need.
We talked about this. Like, you definitely have to come back on the show to talk about the eight parts.
I think at least
I want to learn from me, you know.
At least one or two listeners will also benefit from
I know. But I mean, I think more and more about I've always thought about how I can be happy and healthy, right? But especially now in my 50s, I'm like, okay, like we really got to pay more and more attention to how I'm living, what I'm feeding my body.
Well, you're doing something right.
Doing something right.
You're definitely doing something right.
Well,
so yeah. Well, that's not the only thing you're doing. I guarantee it. But so then the next thing after oils and doing that, I've traveled like to 40 countries. I lived out of a suitcase for 15 years for 6 to 9 months every year, just telling the story in everywhere. And then I was like, okay, well, what's the next most neglected area? Well, it's digestion. Everybody's, you know, either you're farting or you're burping or you've got tummy ache or you got some sensitivity or you know, like there's always something going on. Constipated, yep. Diarrhea, you know, it's like goes on and on and on. And so what is, well, so you look at nature again. How was it in nature before we got civilized? Fresh, whole, raw. And why raw? Because in every raw food, there are enzymes.
Yes.
That if you chew up the food properly, mm-hmm. will do on average 60% of the digestion of that food for you. Oh. Before it even gets into your stomach, into the acid bath. And those enzymes do like a million breakdown reaction a second, like data on Star Wars, you know, he goes, and then you just see his hands going so fast that it's just a flash, right? So 60%. Now, if you cook the food, you destroy the enzymes. And now your body has to pick up those 60%. That means you're more than doubling the load on your digestive system. But in nature, everything was raw. So your body was actually made for raw food.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you have more than doubled the load on your digestive system. Mm-hmm. And when that catches up with you, the immune system has to get involved. And then when the immune system gets involved, then it makes sure that all that foreign protein in your digestive tract is broken down. Mm-hmm. But it's not free to go after viruses, funguses, bacteria, cancer cells, inflammatory proteins, all of that stuff in your body. And so then you deteriorate just because you cooked the food and did not replace the enzyme. So the idea is if you eat cooked food, take enzymes with your food. Replace the enzymes you destroyed when the foods were cooked. That gets you more aligned with how it was in nature. And then the second thing was probiotics. You know, everybody talks about probiotics now. It's a big deal now. We were there like 10 years before that was a big deal.
Yeah.
Because why is that? Because if you were running around naked in nature like the rest of the animals do, then you would be eating, you know, you'd be nibbling off what grows there. Well, when they grow in nature, not so much in agriculture, but when they grow in nature, there are probiotics in the top layer of fermenting plant material on top of the soil. And when a plant pushes through it, it picks up probiotics. And probiotics cover the outside of the food. So when a cow eats grass, it gets probiotics in its mouth with every mouthful of grass, which is why cows don't have to take probiotic supplements.
Right? Interesting. God, I'm learning a lot.
So you got to go back to eating raw in nature. Or if you're going to cook the foods, you kill all the probiotics. So replace the probiotics that you killed when you cooked the food. Then the third one is fiber. Well, fiber comes from plants. So if you don't have enough fiber, that has to do with bowel regularity, but also with how fast you absorb sugar. And that can be a problem depending on what you eat. So you want the fiber, which comes from plant, to deal with bowel regulation and blood sugar levels, and also getting rid of cholesterol out of your system, because if you don't, you know, the liver dumps cholesterol into your gallbladder, that gets dumped into your digestive tract, and then fiber takes it out of your body, puts it in the toilet. If you don't have enough fiber, up to 94% of the cholesterol that is supposed to end up in the toilet is reabsorbed into your body.
Wow.
And then you get a little stress. And between not having enough fiber and getting stress in your body, that enhances cholesterol production because the stress hormones are made from it, then you end up with high cholesterol. Well, why are we doing that, right?
Yeah.
So if you eat cooked food, you need to replace the digestive enzymes and the probiotics you killed when you cooked the food. And they're supposed to start in your mouth. Most people, when they take probiotics, they swallow capsules. So here's what I do. It's, I'm always looking at how was it in nature. They got them in their mouth. Cow get them in their mouth. That's why cows don't have bad breath when they are eating grass. They actually have a sweet breath. It's
true.
Most people don't know it, but I remember the cows on the meadow and their breath smelled sweet. And so what I do is I take the probiotics and I open a capsule on my tongue or two, and I brush my teeth with them in the evening before I go to bed. I swallow them, but I don't rinse my mouth. I want to keep them in my mouth because you've probably noticed, like most people have noticed, your breath is worst in the morning.
And
You know why? Do you know why that is?
I don't know. Bacteria?
No, of course. But what, so you do all the things your dentist tells you to do. You brush your teeth and you rinse your mouth with the some gunky stuff, you know, floss, and you do all of that stuff. And you kill 99.9% of all the bacteria, the bad bacteria. 0.1 is still alive.
Yes.
So then you go to bed, and the 1%, the 0.1% of those probiotics in your mouth start to multiply. They eat your mouth. They eat whatever is in your mouth, right?
Oh.
So they start to multiply. They double every 20 to 30 minutes. Let's say 30 minutes. If you sleep for 8 hours, then you've doubled 16 times. Do that on a piece of paper, and you'll find out that in the morning when you wake up after 8 hours of sleep, you will have 32 to 64 times more bad breath bacteria in your mouth than you had before your mouthwash.
Interesting.
Because when you're asleep, you don't swallow. So they just eat and multiply. But so how do you deal with that? Well, probiotics are, ride shotgun on your microbiome in your gut, but also in your mouth. So you brush your teeth with probiotics. You leave them in your mouth. They steal the food of the bad bad breath bacteria. They outpopulate them, and they inhibit their growth. And when you do that, you wake up in the morning with exponentially less severe bad breath in the morning. Then you don't have to, and then you don't have to go to, honey, I'd like to talk to you, but I got to brush my teeth first. Because you know it's awful, right?
So does the Udos line, do you have probiotics and also the enzymes?
Yeah, the enzymes, the enzymes I use, they're called adult digestive enzyme blend.
And do you take those
advanced,
like right before?
Sorry, advanced adult. Eat them with food. Although you can eat them on an empty stomach. If you eat too much and your stomach hurts, you take a couple of those, and the hurt goes away in 10 minutes.
Wow! And you know what? Too, I have so I have my own Amazon store, and I'm going to I've got some of your products in there already. I think it's in the nutrition section.
Yeah.
So if when you guys go to it's amazon.wendyvalentine.com, go to the nutrition section, you'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. So I added a bunch of your products into my store. So if that's easier for everybody. But you know, of course you can get Udos everywhere. But whatever's easier, as long as you get it.
Yeah. The probiotic I use, we have age specific. So there's some for infants or toddlers, kids, adults, seniors.
And then we
have condition specific. One is a lozenge that you dissolve in your mouth after a meal. It takes about 13 minutes and you're getting good breath bacteria on the top of your system. And the higher up they start, the more benefits they have throughout your digestive tract, right?
Wow.
And then we have one that is for travelers, but also for vaginal. And what's interesting to me, I had to look it up because I didn't say, wait, you put them in your mouth, they end up in your poop, that goes in the toilet. How do they get to the birth canal?
How do they get to the vagina?
And I thought, no, that's not possible because you don't really want shit there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I went, they've done studies. You put them in your digestive tract, they find their way to the vagina.
Wow.
So those are called
human body is so amazing, isn't it?
It's really, like Really? Mm. Super 8 is that one is called. And then there's one called Super Bifido Plus. That's the one I use. It's the high dose one.
Yeah.
Bifidobacteria are the most, I would say, of all of the probiotics, they're the most beneficial. Better than the lactobacilli are the bifidobacteria. And so I brush my teeth with them. They find their way through the digestive tract. They colonize in the colon. There's a ton of them in the colon. Ours are human adapted, so they survive stomach acid and bile. The dairy probiotics mostly get killed by them. And so that's the one I used.
I do need to add
the
probiotics and enzymes back into my diet. I've taken it for a while and then...
If you go to florahealth.com /Udo,
mm-hmm.
then they have all of my products on that page.
Oh, nice.
And I also work with greens. That was number 3, you know, because greens are the foundation of everything on this planet.
Yep.
And, you know, the spices and the herbs and all of the incredible things that grow have different properties that protect them from viruses, funguses, bacteria, and critters. And when we eat those, we get protection from those critters that they made for them. We get to benefit from that protection. How cool is that?
It's so cool.
So I'm very big now on spices and herbs. I wasn't when I began. That's my last area. Oh, my God. It's just like, and there are so many. There are so many. I've got 1,000 different references in one of my files of different herbs and spices and the benefits they have. It's like, oh, I'm unbelievable.
Yeah, so, you are a legend.
And between that, we said 3 enzymes, probiotics, fiber, and mm-hmm. bitters. Bitters are herbs that improve digestion and liver function.
Mm.
Between getting those 4 in place, you can pretty much deal with every digestive issue.
Ah, genius.
So then I went greens. And after that, I said, okay, well, what's next? What else affects it? That's how I asked the question. What else affects health? And I asked, when I asked a question like that, you know, how you ask questions is really instrumental to what you're going to find out.
Yep.
So you ask good questions, you get good answers.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what else affects health? And the answer came back, everything affects health.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. And that's what made me go into, okay, let's look about human nature. Let's mm-hmm. look at how nature and human nature, because health was invented by life in nature. Mm-hmm. And the more aligned you live with every part of nature and your nature, the more quality your life is going to have. And in fact, there are parts of that where you realize death is not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the body has a form and it will lose its form, but something in you is formless and indestructible, and you can experience it by direct knowledge. And when that thing that is eternal separates from your body and your body goes horizontal permanently, mm-hmm. you don't cease to exist.
Right, exactly.
And so, and so wouldn't it be nice to get to know that? Like,
yeah.
Since if you're middle age now,
now's a good time. Yeah.
And if you're only 12 now, and if you're 99 now, would still be a good time to get to know the magnificence of your own existence and what a gift it is to be alive in human form in a universe that is eternal and a body that is a terminal condition.
Hmm.
That's but beautiful. To be able to accept that, because there's so much more of you that isn't affected by the changes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's where you find the balance.
You are a legend. I'm so, so glad I met you. So glad I met you. This is me. I'm going to order some Udo.
thank you for helping me support my charities.
Yes, yes. Oh, and then, so your new book, is it out already?
It's a form of it is out already.
Okay.
It's in digital form.
Okay. Point. And then what I'll do, everyone that's listening, I will put that in the show notes. So check that. You can get your free download and then free course. That's all in there. So,
but fats that heal, fats that kill, if you want to get a handle on oils, because there are a lot of people saying these days, don't use oils, don't use omega sixes. Mm-hmm. They haven't done their homework. You know, they're saying something that is partially true because those oils are damaged.
Yeah.
But it's not the oil in the omega sixes that should be blamed. It's the damage done to them by processing and in the frying pan. That is why they cause problems. So stop processing and damaging them. Mm-hmm. And then those oils are going to be okay.
It's kudos to the udos.
kudos to the udos. Yeah. And what we did with udos oil, we said, let's make them with health in mind, because if they're made with health in mind, they will support and enhance and recover people's health.
Yes.
And if they're not made with health in mind, well, you're not going to notice that much. Biggest thing, people notice their skin. If you take a tablespoon per 50 pounds of body weight per day, your skin will become soft and velvety.
That's true.
You need more in winter than in summer, because in winter, skin gets dry more. Mm-hmm. So whatever makes your skin soft, smooth, and velvety is optimum, because skin gets and loses. Yeah, I've already
seen it. I got Udo skin.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we have. I get pictures of Udo babies.
They're born
more alert and they show interest in the environment. That's considered a sign of high intelligence. So I say, look at these Udo babies. I wasn't in the bedroom, but I was in the kitchen.
I do have to tell everyone your website is Udo Erasmus, right?
Udo Erasmus.
Udo Erasmus. UDOERASMUS.com, right?
Yeah.
And you have to read his story. Like his, I don't know if it's on your about page, but such a fascinating story. And you're a fascinating man. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
I've learned a ton. I'm like mind blown over here.
There's more. There's more. So we'll do the big picture next.
Yeah, we'll do that too.
Total health and human nature.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Everyone have a beautiful day and go get your Udos oil.
Thank you, Wendy.
Did this podcast inspire you, challenge you, trigger you to make a change, or spit out your coffee laughing? Good. Then there are three ways you can thank me. Number one, you can leave a written review of this podcast on Apple iTunes. Number two, you can take a screenshot of the episode and share it onto social media and tag me, Wendy Valentine. Number three, share it with another midlifer that needs a makeover. You know who I'm talking about. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Get out there and be bold, be free, be you.